Today, we're talking about farm legislation and a whole lot more. I'm Keith Weinberg with your WNAX Farm News Update. Rob LaRue is president of the National Farmers Union. Last week, he wrapped up his last state convention in Texas, where he said they talked a lot about the wildfires.
Yeah, no kidding. I got to hear kind of firsthand some of what's taking place there. It's been a tough winter for lots of reasons, ice storms, and now the wildfires that they're dealing with, and was in Oklahoma not long before that. And agriculture, wherever you are around the country, could really use a break these days.
You bet. Well, the last time you and I spent some time together, actually in person, was at the South Dakota State Farmers Union's convention. At that time, we were dealing with some snow issues and snowstorms, but you and I were talking about the importance of a farm bill. And look at this. The House Ag Committee has put together a new farm bill. As you had a chance to take a peek at that, we have some write-ups now that's expected to start. Your thoughts as you look over this so-called skinny farm bill?
Well, maybe I'll start with the good news.
Okay.
I would say it's good news that the committee is taking this action, and certainly it's going to what they call reauthorize some important programs that they didn't get finished when they were doing the One Big Beautiful Bill. You know, with all of the challenges that agriculture is facing right now, and the fact that the current farm bill safety net is just really not meeting the needs, and we keep getting ad hoc assistance and we don't know what's going to come. We thought that this was really an opportunity for Congress to actually tackle those big issues. I'm not sure that's going to happen, Keith, in this version of a farm bill, but they will begin making their way through amendments on that bill in the committee. We expect they're going to drag this out for a little while. I expect that there's going to be at least some attempts to make some changes. We have all kinds of issues, trade, safety net, markets in general, hopefully Congress will step up, but I'm not sure that's going to happen.
Gotcha. Well, one of those big issues is trade. You know, we keep talking and hearing about these trade tariffs, but there might be a few things going on with that as we've been getting some updates here today.
Wow. Huge news out of the Supreme Court just moments ago, actually. They have ruled against the White House and the president, particularly on a lot of the tariffs that he's put in place around the entire world, have been using a certain law called the International Emergency Economic Powers Act. And that's been the authority that they, not all of the tariffs, but for many, many of the tariffs that President Trump has put in place. We've had big problems with these tariffs for a long time. We respect the government's right and authority to kind of put tariffs in place sometimes. This unprecedented disruption that we've seen and the impact that it's had on farmers and ranchers out there has caused a lot of concern. This ruling out of the Supreme Court, we don't know exactly what impact this is going to have, but this is a major setback for the president's tariff agenda.
All right. Appreciate that. There you go. Some fresh news here this morning, Rob. Thanks for that. One thing that is kind of been a bright spot, and we've been talking about E15 ethanol, your value-added products, biofuels, diesel, things like that. That definitely is bright, and sounds like we've got some support pretty well all the way around to get something completed to make, for an example, E15 available year-round.
Yeah, but I will say, and I think you can appreciate this, Keith, we thought we've had that support for quite a while. We've been like just at the edge of Congress being able to pass that and put it into action, and they just haven't been able to get it all the way across the finish line.
We'll continue to follow up on our value-added products. With your WNAX Farm News Update, I'm Keith Weinberg.